I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Wreaths Across America is a nonprofit, non-political event that seeks to honor our nation's bravest men and women, our veterans, every December with National Wreaths Across America Day, taking place this year on December 19th. On the line with me to tell us more is Brenda Kaesler, location coordinator for Wreaths Across America. Thank you for joining me.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Wreaths Across America. How did it get started and what does it do?
Well, Wreaths Across America actually got started in 1992. There's a gentleman by the name of Morrill Worcester who owns a wreath-making company in Harrington, Maine, and he had about 5,000 extra wreaths, decided to take them to Arlington National Cemetery that year, and he and his family actually made that trek with as many wreaths as they could muster from 1992 all the way to 2005 without anybody ever knowing anything about what they were doing. Then in 2005, a photographer actually snapped a picture the day after they had been there, and it went viral, and people found out about it, started sending money, and they finally, in 2007, created a nonprofit, and that's when it all started.
And today, how many wreaths are placed each year?
Well, last year, we actually placed 2,200,000 across the country, and that's quite a bit more than they placed in 2007. In 2007, they just had a handful of locations. And this year, actually, we're going to have 2,400 locations participating across the country.
What is your role? How did you get involved? And what does this organization mean to you?
I didn't know anything about Wreaths Across America until April 27th of 2015. That's the day that we laid our son to rest at Miramar National Cemetery. And the person who was helping us with the services said, you know, why don't you check this out? And I went to the next committee meeting and decided it was definitely something that I wanted to throw myself into to keep me feeling really connected to our boy and just still connected to the military. I'm the location leader now at Miramar National Cemetery, which means that I help make sure that our committee, we've got about 10 people on our committee, just get all the logistics and everything done for the ceremony and the festivities.
How many people participate in this event each year?
It's hard to tell across the country, but we know we had well over 3 million people last year, and about a third of them are children, which is awesome because the three pillars of Wreaths Across America are to remember our fallen United States veterans, honor those who serve and have served, and teach our children the value of freedom. So we love having the kids be there. That means we had about a million kids, you know, participate and learn more about the cost of the freedom that we live with.
And how has COVID changed things for Wreaths Across America this year?
COVID's changed things for Wreaths Across America just like it has for every living person in the United States. This year in San Diego County, we've got 8 locations that participate. And this year, most of us are not having public ceremonies. Usually we have about a 30 or 45 minute ceremony before we lay wreaths. And this year, most of us are not, well, none of us actually are having public ceremonies. And 3 of our locations aren't having public wreath laying. They're still laying the wreaths, but the public is not invited. It's closed to the public. At Miramar, we are inviting the public, but it's by ticket only. We can only, we have 2 times a day that we can limit it to 100 people at a time. And there's only actually 2 of our smaller cemeteries that are inviting the public to come on Saturday, the 19th, to lay wreaths.
I'm speaking with Brenda Kaesler, location coordinator for Wreaths Across America. A couple weeks ago, there was some concern over Arlington National Cemetery not allowing the placement of wreaths this year. Fortunately, they've reversed that decision after the president and secretary of the army, along with the general public, urged them to reconsider. What does that kind of support mean for you?
Well, I know that what it means for our founders, who actually had been laying wreaths there from 1992 until last year, there was quite the upset that happened when we found out. But I'll tell you, the sitting president that we have currently, he has participated in Wreaths Across America at Arlington National Cemetery all 4 years that he's been president. And I believe that he's the only one who's actually participated all 4 years. And just having the leader of our country understand the importance that Wreaths Across America is to the people who are living and the family members of the veterans who are remembered really just tells us we're on the right track.
How many locations nationwide participate in this event, and what Southern California locations are participating?
Last year, we had 2,200 locations across the country. This year, we've got 2,400, which is quite remarkable that we've actually added 200 more locations in this day of COVID. We have, in Southern California, I can speak to San Diego County best. We've got Rosecrans National Cemetery and Miramar National Cemetery. Then smaller ones are Valley Center, Oak Hill in Escondido, Glen Abbey down in Bonita, Greenwood Memorial in San Diego, Fallbrook, Masonic, and Singing Hills in El Cajon. I know that Riverside National Cemetery participates. I know that Los Angeles National Cemetery participates. We've got a handful in Orange County. We're just all over the place.
How can someone sponsor a wreath?
And that is an important question, because sponsoring wreaths, some people think that these wreaths come from government money or from the cemetery. They all come from individuals. About 80% or maybe 90% of all the wreaths that are sponsored by individuals. And I can tell you the easiest way for San Diego County is to go to waasandiego.com. waasandiego.com, and all of our cemeteries locations that are participating are listed on the left-hand side, and you can link to that easily. Then for other cemeteries, you'll go to wreathsacrossamerica.org, and on the right side, there's a menu pull down, and you can go to search locations, search the location that you're looking for, and it'll take you right to their webpage, and you can sponsor wreaths there. They're $15 a piece. Most people can handle that. We always say, don't just sponsor one, sponsor at least two. And especially this year, all of us are pretty much at 50% capacity this year compared to what we were last year. So we're really trying to make a big drive.
What happens to the wreaths after the holiday season?
Mostly in Southern California, and this is California because I think we're such a litigious state. We've been trying to figure out how to recycle them, but there's just a lot of liability associated with that from an injury standpoint, because there's wires and that sort of thing, and you have to cut the wires apart. So we can't typically get our kids to do that. So right now we are putting them in dumpsters and they're going off to the city. In some parts of the country, they are able to recycle because they don't have the litigious situations that we do in California. And we hope at some point to be able to do that. I'm actually talking to goat farmers, because we can have the goat farmers come and pick them up and they can hang them for the goats to browse. Some people are talking about the Fish and Game Department. We can have some of the wreaths given to the Fish and Game Department and they can put them in the lakes and for the fish. So we're looking at all of our options.
Those sound like some creative solutions.
We're trying.
I've been speaking with Brenda Kaisler, location coordinator for Wreaths Across America. Is there anything else you want us to know about Wreaths Across America, and how can we get more information?
You can get more information by going to wreathsacrossamerica.org. It can tell you the whole history of Wreaths Across America. And I will tell you this, if you're able to go to a cemetery where you can go and lay wreaths, once you go and do that, you will go every year. It's something that's just very, very meaningful to people who participate. At Miramar, we have 3,500 people that participate every year. So it's just something that gets in your blood. People want to remember our fallen veterans. They want to make sure that their children learn what it means, what the sacrifices are that the military has given us and still give us. And I think one of the most patriotic things that we can do, and I think we're all looking for something to do that's patriotic these days.
Thank you for talking with me, and I hope you have a successful event this year and in future years.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Why is it so important to wear a mask during the holiday season? We'll find out next on Living Better in San Diego.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.